Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. Listen, thank you for joining me. Listen, today, how about this? Today, you're going to stop saying you're weak. You're going to be a liar. You're not weak. You're not weak. Yes, he brings things at you. Yes, he tries to overwhelm you. Yes, he's bad or whatever it may be. Yes, he does that. Yes, that's just what he does. But let me tell you something. There are scriptures that talk about your strength. And so I'm going to give you two of them that God put upon my heart today. You know, once again, you know, when I do my driving, God just really gives me, you know, different scriptures. You know, he gives me a story and then I have to go and find it. And so it was very motivating to me today because I got excited. I'm like, man, I'm tired of people talking about they're weak, man. It's time to strengthen your muscles. It's time to strengthen your spiritual muscles. It's time to strengthen that muscle, your brain muscle. You know, whatever muscle it is that's weak, man, that's got you fatigued, that's got you tired. Man, today is the day that you get your strength back. And so God took me to Ephesians 6 and 10, and we all heard that. We all know this scripture. It's about the armor, about putting on the armor. But at the beginning of at 6 and 10, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. So I had to pause on that. I was like, okay, God, I got you. Listen. You know you have to put on your armor. We're talking about the armor of God because later on down it says, you know, you put on your armor. It put on the armor. And it talks about, you know, putting on this armor that's like a heavily armored soldier. So that means you actually putting on something that's the weight of the armor is heavy. So you have to have some strength. So you the things that come at you, you got to have the strength to be able to fight against the things that is coming against your mind, the things that are coming against your flesh, the things that are coming against your emotions, the things that, yeah, they heavy. Yes, because they're things that have been happening year after year, day after day, over and over and over, and you're tired of it. You feeling like you're weak, but today is the day you get your strength back. Today is that day. Stop trying to find your strength in you. Stop trying to find your strength in what someone else is telling you. Stop trying to find your strength in things that doesn't line up with the word of God. Because what I'm reading here in Ephesians 6 and 10, it says, finally be strong in the Lord. It says, finally. Like, you tired of being tired? You tired of being weak? Finally. How about that? Finally. That's what he's saying. Finally, be strong in the Lord. That means, duh, you done tried everything else. So finally, are you going to do it right? I remember being in track practice and the coach would make me run these, you know, I hated long distance. I really hated the 100 meters. I'm a 40 meter, I'm a 60 meter person, I'm a short distance person, but he had me running these 200 and he was like, finally, you're going to get out your own way. And if you ever want to succeed in a short race, you got to have the endurance to run a long race. Because if you don't have that endurance and you don't have the strength to actually do it, you got to get in the weight room. You got to strengthen your leg muscles. You got to strengthen your arm muscles. It's a whole lot of things that you have to strengthen that you will be able to actually run the race that you need to run. So if you ain't willing to get into the weight room, I mean in your prayer closet, if you ain't willing to pick up this weight, I'm talking about the Bible, and actually have to walk this thing out every single day. I'm talking about the things that you have to rehearse in your mind because it says, finally. I don't know about y'all, what finally means is like, duh, you finally got to this place. And you finally gonna understand that you gotta find your strength. You gotta get strong in the Lord. And it says, and it goes on, it says, and in the strength of his might. His might, not your might. You can't do this on your own. You can't walk this race out. You can't walk out every single day on your own. And if you don't put on the, if you don't put on your armor every single day, then that means you're taking on unnecessary hits. You're taking on unnecessary weight because you, if you're putting on the armor withstands that, but you got to be strong enough to walk in that. Are you strong enough to walk in it? Cause if you sit laying in your bed and you're not waking up, your mind is not right, and you're walking around telling everybody that's gonna listen, I'm just tired. I'm tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. I'm tired. Man, stop saying you tired. Get some doggone strength. Today is the day that you realize, finally, it's time to be strong in the Lord. Stop being strong in everything else and not being strong in the Lord, because that stuff fades out. That's why you get tired. You hot like you on fire, and all of a sudden now you forgot to put on your armor because everything was looking good. But this thing says you find strength in His might. Strength in His might, not strength in your might. It don't work that way. The Bible doesn't say that. Finally, you're gonna stop saying you're tired. You're going to finally stop saying that I'm weak. You're going to finally stop saying that I can't do this. Man, the devil is a liar. Today is the day. I'm motivating you today to get up off of your butt, get up out of your dead place, get up out of that sorry place, get up out of that victim place, and let's find this strength in the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know where you find that strength in the Lord? Reading His word. Reading the word and staying focused on the word that gives you the strength. We're talking about strengthening your spirit, man, that your spirit, man, will be able to stand firm in the times that it needs to. You got to strengthen your spirit, man. It says, you get strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. So that means it's strong in the Lord. And once you get in the Lord, you start getting strength through Him, strength in Him. You got to check where your strength is coming from. You got to check if you even tapped into God. Are you plugged into the Lord? Question is, are you tapped into the Lord? Because if you're tapped into the Lord, He strengthens you. He strengthens you. So don't, next time you open your mouth and say, I'm tired, before you even think about it, renew your mind. Because like this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Are you rejoicing and being glad in it? How many times have you rejoiced and been glad in your day? I'm saying, cause I've been in some days, but you know what? I had to realize that I was not finding, I wasn't going to the word. I wasn't trying to find a scripture that was going to strengthen my spirit, that was going to strengthen my spirit, man. I wasn't trying to find a scripture that was going to bring me some joy. I wasn't going to find a scripture that I can stand on. I wasn't doing that. Why? Because I wanted to stay in this pity party place. I wanted somebody to feel sorry for me. I've been in those places, man. I've been in those places for a very long time. But let me tell you something. Today is the day that everybody comes out of this, I'm tired. I can't do this. I'm weary. Man, you better find some. Finally, be strong. Finally, be strong. Stop being weak. Stop being a weak Christian. Stop being a weak son or daughter. Stop it. Let me tell you something. The enemy finds the weakest link. Are you the weakest link? Ooh, ain't that's a show. Are you the weakest link? No, y'all got to pay me for that one. Are y'all the weakest link? I'm not the weakest link. I'm not going to be the weakest link. Sorry. I'm not going to be that. I'm just not going to be that way. Not today, not tomorrow, not the next day. I'm going every single day, and my mind is on, I'm getting stronger every day. I'm going to get stronger every day. What does that look like? That means I got to stay focused on Jesus. I got to stay focused on the Lord. I got to stay focused on scriptures. I got to stay focused on my declarations. I got to stay focused on my destiny and purpose. I got to stay focused on the things that He entrusted me with. I got to stay focused on that. I can't take my eyes off of that. I can't look over to the left and look over to the right and look at John and look at Jack and look at Peter and look at Paul and look at all of them. I'm not looking at them. I'm looking at what God has put in front of me, because I got to be strong for what He has for me to do. I can't be missing. I can't be missing. So today is the day. Finally, be strong in the Lord. That's Ephesians 6 and 10. You know that scripture. It talks about the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and strength in his might. And then he took me to 1 Chronicles. It says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his persistence continually. I mean, his presence continually. Do you see that? Do we get the logistics here? It says, first, seek the Lord and his strength. Who are you looking for? What are you looking for? I'm just saying. What are you looking for? I know athletes, man, they go into the weight room. You know, the weight room, you go in there and the objective of a weight room is to go in there and get stronger. When your agenda is to go in the weight room and sit down and talk, that means you're not going to get stronger. And our strength coordinator be like, hey, the conversations are cut short because you come in here to work. You ain't coming here to socialize. You come in here to work. When you wake up in the morning, it says seek the Lord. You know, one scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom. This one here is in 1 Chronicles. This says, seek the Lord and his strength. I'm sorry. What are you seeking? I'm sorry. What are you seeking? Come on. Today is the day that our eyes are being opened. Today is the day that the scales are being removed. Today is the day that you come out of that old dead place. Today is the day that you get he said the people perish for a lack of knowledge. Okay. Too much is given, much is required. So if you actually listen to this, you're required to actually look at these scriptures. You're required to actually get stronger. You're required to get into the weight room. And I mean, get into the Bible. I mean, seek the Lord. I mean, finally be strong in the Lord. And I mean, like what? 1 Chronicles, it says, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Please, if you ain't going to do anything today, let's just seek the Lord. Okay. Seek the Lord and his strength. So that means you can't do this. You can't walk this day out without his strength. Can we pause right there for a second? You, me, and everybody else that say they saved cannot walk out this day without seeking the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. That means all day, every day to me. I don't know about you. His presence continually. Continually means it's ongoing. That means you might have to do this all day long. When the enemy comes in like a flood, let me tell you, God raises a standard. Where's the standard? Are you that standard? Are you seeking God's presence? Are you seeking the Lord's strength? Are you seeking his presence continually? Because let me tell you something. When all hell breaks out, that's when you just decide, oh, Lord, I need you right now. No, you need him every day, all day. Let's just practice that. I'm going to need you all day, every day, because that's the way I have to walk this thing out. I walk out of my house. I'm like, I wake up. I'm like, God, listen, bro, I'm on the side of the bed. Like, I'm up and I need all of you. Lord, I need your presence. I need your strength. I need your wisdom. I need your understanding. I say this to myself. I'm telling you, because I know where I've come from. I know the struggles that I had. I know the weak places that I've been. And so I'm like every day, hey, wherever I, well, you said your word says that where I'm weak, you are strong. Okay. So I'm going to need you to be strong. I'm in any area that I wake up this morning and that I'm not strong. I'm going to need your strength today. I'm going to need your strength today. So, Lord, I'm asking you right now, I need your presence. I need your presence every day, all day. I want to walk around and I want people to feel your presence continually. It's 24 hours in a day. Can I get it 24 hours? I need it 24 hours. I need your service 24 hours. I need your strength 24 hours. I'm just working on one day. I'm working on one day. I ain't worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow gonna bring its own issues. I'm worried about today. So I'm just trying to be strong today. I'm trying to operate in his strength today. I'm trying to have his presence continually today. Today. Because if I got this, if I'm focusing on that all day, every day, all day, 24 hours a day, no, I'm not saying, oh my God, I'm walking around with the Bible in my face. Dude, you got to work. But when situations come up, are you saying, Lord, I'm seeking your presence right now. Lord, can I get your presence right now? Hey, can I, Lord, hello. This is Gerald down here. Can I get your presence today? Can I get your presence right now? I know I can get it today, but can I get it right now? Because this dude is getting on my nerves. I need your presence right now. I need you to be present with me right now because I'm going to need some peace right now. I'm going to need your strength to walk out this meeting. I'm going to need your strength to walk out this conversation because I don't want to act like somebody that ain't godly. I don't want to say something that ain't holy. Come on now, let's just be real. Let's just be real. You wake up tired. You know why? Because you went to bed tired. You went to bed with this heavy stuff on your mind. God, I need your presence for some good sleep. Lord, I need your strength to combat these thoughts that I'm having. I mean, are we asking? I'm just saying. Listen, I ain't telling you something that I don't have to practice this stuff every day. This is what he tell me to do. Yeah, I want you to get on here and talk about this stuff. Today I'm in coach mode. I'm so glad that now God is putting me into coach mode. I'm not into this. Well, I had to do this. Listen, when I'm coaching, I don't have, I give you some grace, but I'm going to tell you something. Oh, I'm going to push you. That's what we do. We got to be pushed. You know, we got people that just want to sit around and don't want to be pushed. And then you get offended by being pushed. I used to. That was me. My wife used to push me. Live holy. You got to live righteous. I'm like, hey, come on, man. You just doing much, man. You don't take all of that. Yeah, it does. It takes that and some. Because the devil is not playing. He's not playing. That's why Ephesians 6:10, it talks about your armor. If you ain't putting on this armor, it says like a heavily armored soldier. Are you a soldier in the army of the Lord? Or are you just somebody on the bot? You sitting on the sideline. You don't even want to enlist. You don't even want this fight. I don't want this fight, man. Come on now. We getting ready. When we get ready to go into a football game, you know, you got to practice. You got to get into the weight. You got to get stronger. So it's during the week you actually doing some lifting some weights because you got to get stronger because you got to be able to handle the battle that is coming against you every single day. What are you strengthening yourself? How are you strengthening yourself to go against the battle today? I ain't talking about the battle tomorrow. I'm talking about the battle today, because if you don't prepare yourself for the battle today, you ain't going to win today or tomorrow. You already behind. You already behind. So now, let's get stronger. Here are some scriptures. Ephesians 6:10. I'm going to keep saying it. Finally. Yeah, I'm getting pumped up because now I'm at a motivational place. When I get pumped up and I feel it and I'm talking. And listen, y'all think that I'm screaming at y'all and I'm talking to y'all. Listen, I'm looking at myself in my face. So I'm having to talk to myself and I'm telling myself, I'm talking to my spirit. Finally, you want me to do it like this? Finally, Gerald. Now, what's your name? You put your name in it. Finally, Gerald, be strong in the Lord. Okay, Lord. And the strength of his might. Are you going to be in that, Gerald? Yep. I'm on it. I got you. First Chronicles. I got to put that scripture in there. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Arr! That right there make you flex. Arr! Y'all ever flex and make that ugly face? Arr! Devil, bro, you don't understand. Arr! I'm getting stronger in the Lord. What? Man, you in trouble now. The presence, man, listen here. I seek his presence continually. That means when I walk out my house, when I'm sitting right here talking to you, that means when I walk down the road, I'm seeking his presence continually. I ain't leaving him alone. Hey, listen, I don't care what your situation is. It might be sitting in a grocery store and somebody aggravating you. I need your presence. When I get out the car and I'm going in the grocery store, Lord, I need your presence because I might have to witness to somebody. So I need to be in the right frame of mind. I need to say the right things. I need to look the right way. I need to be the right way. Listen, this thing says seek his presence continually. It's not when things are good. oh, things are good, or, oh, my bad. You don't seek his presence when it's good. You only seek it when it's bad. Oh, God, I need your strength. That's how you say it. Oh, how many times y'all said that? Because I've been there. Oh, God, can you give me some strength today? Oh, I mean, you sound defeated. You sound like you broke, busted, and disgusted. The devil is a liar. Man, start screaming at yourself. Listen, I keep telling everybody to look in the mirror, because I'm sitting here looking at, I'm literally looking at myself and I'm saying this. So not only am I speaking to myself, I'm looking myself in the eyes, but I'm speaking to my spirit man. And when I tell you my spirit man is like muscling up, that's why I'm like, you see my facial expressions? I'm trying to tell you I'm about to explode. I'm about to explode because I get it. I get it. And I pray that you get it. I pray that you seek the Lord's presence continually. I pray that you seek the Lord and his strength and seek his presence continually. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. This is not something I'm doing when it's just good or bad. I'm doing this continuously. Can God depend on you to seek him continually? And can the Lord depend on you? I'm asking that question because I asked the players, like, listen, can the next man depend on you to actually do this right? Can your friend or your partner or your teammate depend on you? Can the soldier beside you depend on you to be strong enough to fight the good fight of faith? Can the soldier next to you or the Christian next to you depend on you to fight the way you're supposed to fight? That you're going to put on your armor, that you're going to actually get your spiritual muscles strong enough to actually fight? Because I ain't going to fight for you and you ain't gonna fight for yourself. My wife was in that place, and that place is a struggle. That means you got to put on extra gear to be able to fight a fight for somebody else. Not saying that you can't, because my wife did it. She was fighting for me when I wouldn't even fight for myself. I wasn't even trying to fight, but she had to fight something. She had to fight differently. God gave her the grace to be able to fight differently. He gave her the strength that she needs. It was like, I'm gonna put this super on your natural. Because you ain't going to do this in your natural. And help this knucklehead right here is you going to have to walk in my strength. Because my strength is the only way that's going to make you stay sane. Because if you don't, you walk in your own, your mind going to go astray. You're going to start looking at this situation. You're going to be like, man, he crazy. That dude is lost it. He done totally lost his mind. I'm not finna talk to me like that. I'm not going to, yeah, listen. And every time you say that you get weaker, help. Keep saying it. Yep. Keep saying it. Yep. Keep saying it. Cause all you now is turning into a victim. All you now is turning into a weakling. Cause you're not putting on your armor. No, you're not getting stronger. No, you're not saying, finally, I'm strong in the Lord and I'm being strengthened with his might. You're not saying that. And you're definitely not saying that I'm seeking the Lord and his strength and seeking his presence continually. You're not saying that. You're not saying that. You're saying exactly what the enemy wants you to say. And all he keeps doing is just keep bombarding you with heaviness. I'm going to drop this weight on you. And sooner or later, this boulder going to crush you. And then you'll go back to yesterday's thing. Man, I quit. Why are you going to quit now? It's time to get stronger. You already in the weight room. You already in the fight. You already in the battle. Now it's time to get stronger. Stop crying. Stop running. Stop being weak. Let me tell you, the enemy find the weakest link. I'm telling you, when we in football, Coach Miller, we'll tell him, when we was in football, you sitting there watching film, you looking for the weakest link. Who is the weakest person on the defense? And you're going to exploit them. Basketball, who is the weakest link? You're going to exploit them. The enemy says, she's the weakest link. He's the weakest link. I'm about to blow him up. I'm about to give him so much pressure. Let me see what's going to happen. I'm going to get his wife to start saying some stuff and he's going to be offended. I'm going to let the spirit of offense take him to a whole nother place. So when my wife opening her mouth and talking, all I heard was offense, 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 offense. So I already had a wall down. I was not seeking the Lord's strength to be able to fight the feeling that I was feeling. I was comfortable with that feeling. So today, If you battling the spirit offense, you got to get strong enough to fight that feeling. You got to get strong enough to fight your emotions. You got to get strong enough to fight your feelings. You got to get strong enough to fight the negativity that has been spoken. You got to be able to fight it. But you know how you're going to fight it? Because you're going to have to seek the Lord and his strength. You're going to have to seek his presence continually. That's what you're going to have to do. This ain't something that you're going to have to do. Oh, I'm going to do it today and I'm fine tomorrow. The devil is a liar. Keep thinking that. And then you get bust across your head. Then you feel like, oh my God, what happened? Man, stop crying. Nobody want to hear that crying. Man, he don't want to hear that crying. Man, you're not a baby. You're not a baby. You're not sipping on milk. That's when you're a baby. But if you're a grown man and a grown woman, it's time to grow up. My apostles used to say, grow up in a day. My God. Today is the day that you grow up. Today is the day that you get your spiritual muscles back. Today is the day that you walk this thing out like you ain't got no tomorrow. Why? Because I'm walking in the presence of the Lord continually, all day. I don't mean just in the morning when you pray. I'm talking about when you get in the car and somebody cuts you off. I'm talking about when you get in your office and the person next to you is aggravating you. I'm talking about when you get out your car and you got to go to the grocery store and pick up some dinner and the people in the line just doing the wrong thing. We're talking about the presence continually. I'm seeking his presence continually. I'm not just talking to you. Like I said, I'm looking at myself. And as I look at myself, I'm literally pumping myself up. I'm talking about my spiritual muscle. My spiritual man is like jumping. Because when I start motivating myself, I start getting speaking fast and I start getting a look on my face. And if you ever been one of my players and you see me get emotional and you see my look on my face, you already know I'm at number 10. I went from 0 to 10 quickly because now, and I'm not talking about being mad, but I'm talking about being emotional. I'm talking about being focused. I'm talking about the way I feel puts you into a place like, oh my God, let me get where coach is. It's time to get my game up. It's time to bring my game to another level. It's time to do something that I ain't never done before. It's time to walk into a strength that I never knew I had. You won't never know you have it until you actually seek it. You will never know you had it until you actually seek it. So today's message is that the declaration today is, I'm stronger today than I was yesterday. Come on, y'all. Let me tell you something. Today is the day you get stronger. And after today, you're going to walk in. You're just going to digest seeking the Lord and his strength, seeking his presence continually. You hear what I'm saying? I'm talking about continually. Today is that day. Today is that day. Don't let another day go by. Matter of fact, don't even let another hour go by. Matter of fact, let's do it like this here. Don't let another minute go by. If you haven't done it today and ask God, listen, Lord, I'm seeking your strength. Lord, I'm seeking your strength. I'm seeking your presence continually. I'm seeking it. I just want it. That's what I want today. Because if I get that today, I can walk out anything that comes against me. I can walk out my day. Because all I know is I'm in your presence. I'm in your presence continually. This ain't just, you know, a little bit. I'm talking about in his presence. Put your armor on. Put your armor on. Because it says, Ephesians 6 and 10 say, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. If you don't understand anything, understand that. And understand, you know, that's about the armor of God. A heavily armed soldier. Are you armed? Are you armed when you walk out of the house? Are you armed all day long? Are you armed? Or did you just put on the armor and then got in your car and took it off and then went through your day? I'm just saying. So today, get your strength back. Get your strength back. Come on, get your strength back. Get your strength back. All right? So the declaration today is, let's see. I'm strong in the Lord. How about that? I am strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord. I seek his presence, and I'm strong in the Lord. Ooh-wee. Come on, y'all. If you don't get anything, catch that. All right? Those weak days are over. Like, over. That victim, that whining, that crybaby, that little stuff, over. It's done. We're going to find the scriptures that make us strong. And we're going to walk in this thing. We're going to build up our spiritual muscles. We're going to build them up. We're going to be so strong that the enemy is going to, he's going to wish that he's never, ever knew our name. He's going to wish that he never messed with my family. He's going to wish he never messed with my bloodline. He's going to wish he never messed with anything that was pertaining to me. Make his butt pay. Make his butt pay. I mean, let's get so strong that when you open your eyes in the morning, he's at fear. Oh my God, they're up. Here they come again all day. They're trying to beat me up all day. They're pushing me around all day. They're stepping on me all day. They're casting me out all day. All day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And the enemy has no right to dictate what goes on. Because if you are seeking the Lord and his strength, seeking his presence continually, that means you already got the heads up. You already got it. So, I am strong in the Lord. That's the declaration. And I hope that y'all agree with me today. In that, I just need you to know that you're going to find some strength today. And look at those scriptures and read those scriptures and meditate on them. And let's go. All right. Thank you for joining me. I'm Gerald with Gerald and Yvette Ministries. You can find us at GeraldandYvette.com. We got resources. You know, we're on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is Gerald and Yvette Ministries. And if you're on YouTube, please share and like the button. Subscribe, please. If you haven't gone to our YouTube channel, go to our YouTube channel. Man, we got a whole lot of resources on that also. Once again, I'm Gerald with Gerald and Yvette Ministries. And I pray that this message enlighten you, encourage you, motivated you to, you know, get your strength back. Get your strength back. Have a great day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.